This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman and you'll get a $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662. Or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can call us. You can get directly into the doctor's office. You can participate by calling 888-302-3684. That's our number. That's 888-302-3684. We'd love to get you in on the program because, well, it's an opportunity to pose your question about medicine, nutrition, any aspect of health. 888-302-3684. And, well, it's been a rather tumultuous week. Yeah. A lot of people staying up late. In addition to the change from daylight savings time to standard time, there was this little thing called an election, and a lot of people stayed up late, and a lot of people got sleep deprivation, plus they got a little burnt out on some of the surprising results. So it's time to settle down, move forward, get healthy. No, we're not going to dwell on the implications of the political election. But we're going to provide you with hopefully useful health information. For me, a bulwark against the stress of the election has been maintaining my own regimen of good diet and physical exercise, hit the gym. Something new that I'm undertaking is over the years I've dabbled in yoga. I finally got serious about it and arranged to have a personal trainer who is well-versed in yoga do some one-on-one training with me so that I don't feel totally embarrassed when I go into a yoga class. You know, I'd like to be able to do some of the basic yoga moves, be properly instructed in how to do them. And, you know, I got to say, it's something that I wish I'd undertaken earlier, but it's never too late to begin to work with your breath and flexibility, to stretch those tendons, to open up your spine, and to reverse some of the stiffness that occurs with aging. And hopefully the yoga will also provide me with some better adaptation to some of the other exercises that I do, because if you do constant pounding with running and you do weights and you don't do the proper stretching exercises, well, you're going to end up a rusty suit of armor. And that's what, you know, my object, that's the object that I'm trying to avoid. 888-302-3684 is our number. And this morning, I was faced with, well, sort of an ambivalence, because I usually like to run before I do this program. And sometimes the conditions are not that conducive. And it's now fall here in New York. And yeah, the temperatures have actually been pretty merciful up until now. But I checked the temperature this morning before my outdoor run, and it was 37 degrees, and there was a rather stiff breeze coming from the northwest out of Canada. And I stood there. In one hand, I had my running tights, something that protects my legs from the goosebumps, and my running shorts, and there was an option of running inside versus running outside. And I spent about 10 minutes in contemplation of going out there in the cold. And finally, I said, let's do it. Just got out there and took a run. And it was sunny and a little cold, but glorious. And, you know, part of staying healthy, I think, is acclimation to the cold. So I got in my nice little four-mile run, and I'm refreshed and somewhat stress-adapted. And I'm ready to share vital health information with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. It's also a matter of not overdressing, because, you know, when you're sitting still and it's cold, you want to layer out. But when you're running, you tend to build up a lot of body heat. So the temptation is to put on too much, and then halfway through the run, you're wishing that you'd left half your winter accoutrements behind, but I hit the right balance between protection and over insulation, and it was all good. All right, so what I want to share with you first is a rather surprising study that suggests that maybe, just maybe, our efforts at protecting ourselves from skin cancer with sunscreen are not effective, according to a new study. The study tied parental reports of sunscreen use and sun exposure to the number of new moles found when children were examined at the age of 15 years. And here's the surprising conclusion. There was no association between the overall number of moles and the use of sunscreen. Okay? The researchers say, this is Dr. Lori Crane, who's a professor of community behavioral health at Colorado School of Public Health. It's not perfect, but our study is the longest-term nevus study ever conducted. What is a nevus? A nevus is a mole, and a mole may be a precursor to deadly melanoma. They say the finding calls into question the message that sunscreen protects against skin cancer and suggests that children and parents should remain cautious about sun exposure even when sunscreen is applied. And here's part of the problem is that a lot of people think that if you just, you know, it's kind of like a placebo. You know, you apply the sunscreen, you go out in the sun, you spend the whole day in the sun, you run around, and you may get overexposure to the sun for several reasons. One is that the sunscreens themselves are not that effective, and that's been widely debated. It depends on the type of sunscreen you use. Some sunscreens may actually transmit the wrong kind of ultraviolet light while blocking certain spectra of light. Others may wash off too quickly with sweat or with going into the water. And so this is, yeah, I guess, a big blow. It's going to be a big blow to the sunscreen industry. They're saying here is that the only significant thing they found was that for lighter-skinned children, they did have fewer moles if they used sunscreen than if they did not. But overall, that effect was very minor. The vast majority of kids not protected by sunscreen. They say sunscreens do a good job of blocking ultraviolet B rays, which are known to cause melanoma, but many do not block ultraviolet A rays. And although ultraviolet A radiation was long thought to produce only tans, only good tanning and not bad melanoma, recently ultraviolet A, which penetrates through many sunscreens, has recently been linked to melanoma. So, what can you do? Well, you can use, good old-fashioned, zinc oxide, applications. You know, the kind of thing, where you see the lifeguard with the, the white nose. Those protect, they really are reflectants, and they're not transparent, sunscreens. They're reflectant sunscreens, and they literally mirror back the rays of the sun. And protect both against UVA and UVB. The only problem is you look like a ghost when you wear these. Cosmetically, they're not that great because it's like wearing, those Japanese plays, those no dramas where you wear white makeup all over your body. Well, that may be the solution for some people. Or just plain staying off the beach during times of maximal sunlight. They say the kids on the beach should be wearing swim shirts. They shouldn't be running around with just trunks or a bikini. Broad-spectrum sunscreen can then be used on areas that can't be covered. But maybe, just maybe, the sunscreens we're using are giving parents a false sense of security, and the kids are being overexposed to sun, which ultimately can increase risk of skin cancer. 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great. But what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. In that newsletter, in that self-same Hoffman Center newsletter, we've got tips for avoiding fall allergies. Yeah, for many, it's sneezing and wheezing season, and we've got some natural approaches that I think you'll find useful. Just go to drhoffman.com and check it out. You can subscribe to the newsletter, or, hey, you can just go to the website, and a couple days later, we post the articles anyway. When it comes to high blood pressure, so many Americans require medications. I think the statistic is that virtually half the population suffers from hypertension over the age of 55 or 60. And many people are taking one or more medications. It's not uncommon to see patients on three medications to manage their blood pressure. And that spells some degree of tiredness and debilitation. It's never quite the same when you're on blood pressure meds. So we're always looking for natural ways to address hypertension. And here's one that I'm very excited about. I've been sharing the word with patients at the Hoffman Center, and I've got some exciting news for our listeners. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, consider an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. It's a device. It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks, and there are no negative side effects. So it's the real deal. You can try it risk-free as part of something we've set up for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping as well. So to find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. Okay. And while we're giving out numbers, 888-302-3684 is our number. And here's an interesting item, because when you get any kind of infection, it makes sense to take an antibiotic. Or does it? Well, we've placed a lot of faith in antibiotics ever since they were invented, it's after World War II that they came into common use, and they were the magic bullets, the miracle drugs that could vanquish infectious diseases. So in my generation, kids began to be exposed to antibiotics for usually what were self-limited infections. And now anytime a kid gets a strep throat or an ear infection, adults get bronchitis, urinary tract infections, you're given an antibiotic. And study after study is now showing, after decades of use of antibiotics, that most of these infections are self-limited and benign. And if you use antibiotics, they'll get better in a week. And if you use no antibiotics, they'll get better in 7 days anyway. So here's a situation where yet another condition, commonly prescribed antibiotics, has been found to not require antibiotics. And I myself was surprised by this. The condition is diverticulitis. Diverticulitis, as opposed to diverticulosis, well, diverticulitis is an infection, and diverticulosis is just those outpocketings that you develop in your intestine. This is probably a consequence of modern diets, because you don't see diverticulosis in parts of the world like Africa and rural Asia, so-called underdeveloped countries where they consume a lot of fiber and don't consume a lot of refined foods. It's also something related to our bowel habits. Westerners are constipated, and all that pressure sitting on the toilet, that tends to cause little outpocketings in the intestinal tract, which ultimately can get infected, and then you get diverticulitis. Well, antibiotics are advised in most guidelines in acute diverticulitis. You know, you check in with a fever and some abdominal pain, and the doctor will give you usually intravenous antibiotics, because they're more powerful, they work on deep-seated infections. And so they finally did a study. The study was done in the Netherlands, and they either gave antibiotics, in this case IV antibiotics, or they just observed the patients. They, you know, they put them on a light diet, they hydrated them, but they just watched them. And what they found was quite interesting. It's actually the hospital stay was significantly shorter in the group that just got observation. They were in the hospital for 2 days. The ones who got antibiotics were in the hospital for 3 days. And this is not even taking into account the potential side effects of some of these powerful antibiotics, which themselves can lead to diarrhea or worse. Sometimes people have allergic reactions to antibiotics, and using too many antibiotics results in antibiotic resistance. So we at the Hoffman Center treat patients with diverticulitis with diet modifications, sometimes with probiotics, sometimes with herbal agents that suppress the growth of harmful bacteria without causing the type of antibiotic resistance that drugs do. And we find it's a way of treating patients that works very satisfactorily. So maybe, just maybe, doctors should look at studies like this and avoid antibiotics when possible in diverticulitis. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we got lots of time to field your questions this hour or next. For those of you who listen to both hours of the program, you can listen live via drhoffman.com, or you can consult your local directory for the radio station that carries us in your area. Or alternatively, hey, yet another way to listen to this program is you miss the program in real time, you can listen
via the podcast that we post on Monday mornings, usually mercifully commercial-free. Even better. All right. How frequently should you exercise? Let's say, hypothetically, that you've got a finite amount of time to exercise. You lead a busy life. You know, say you're a woman in the sandwich generation. You got to take care of elderly parents, and you got to take care of kids or maybe grandkids. And there's only so much time you can exercise. Maybe you're holding down a job, and so you got to work out a way of putting some exercise time in, because it's been recommended that, according to guidelines, that you should do 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity per week. And that can be achieved by participating in greater than 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity on most or all days of the week. But that may be an unattainable goal for some people, just in terms of budgeting the time. So the question is, which is better, short bouts of exercise most days of the week, or can you concentrate longer bouts of exercise on just a couple of days a week? Is that equivalent, or is it potentially superior? Well, they did a study on that. It's entitled Effect of Weekly Physical Activity Frequency on Weight Loss in Healthy, Overweight and Obese Women Attending a Weight Loss Program. And, okay, so this is a subgroup. This is women, number one. Number two, they're overweight or obese, so they're even more motivated to exercise, because exercise is going to help them with weight control. And what they found was interesting is that weekly physical activity undertaken over fewer sessions of longer duration during the week. In other words, go longer. Don't just go 30 minutes, go 45 minutes, go an hour. Could be more effective for weight loss than when undertaken as more frequent, shorter sessions in overweight and obese women on a weight loss program. And they say that this is pretty good news, because this may be helpful for those who are neither willing nor able to schedule time for physical activity almost every day to achieve weight loss. So, you know, I think one of the implications of this is that for individuals who are overweight, it's actually hard to exercise for more than a certain period of time. When you first start exercising, maybe you can only go 15 or 20 minutes. Maybe you can extend it to a half an hour of continuous exercise, but then you get tired. So it makes sense to try and build your endurance to the point where you can sustain physical exercise, say on an elliptical or on a, you know, fast walking on a treadmill for 45 minutes or more. And if you do that, two good things will happen. First of all, you'll lose more weight. And secondly, you'll save time for the other days where you're not able to exercise. You'll be able to get that 150 minutes per week of exercise into, say, two or three longer sessions, and thus free up some of your other days for your busy life. 888-302-3684 is our number. A new study suggests that there may be a connection between getting too little sleep and drinking more caffeinated sugary drinks. So many kids drinking these sort of wake-up drinks like Monster. What are some of the other popular ones, Caleb? Caleb's our audio engineer. You know about these things. Red Bull, yeah. Red Bull's the popular one. Amped, Monster, these drinks that supposedly help you wake up and be more productive. But they're laden with sugar, they're laden with caffeine, although I guess they offer some sugar-free versions, but not much better because they're full of chemicalized sugar substitutes. There appears to be a connection between getting too little sleep and drinking more caffeinated sugary drinks. Okay, well, association doesn't mean causation, right? So it could be that people who are tired drink these drinks to sustain energy during the day. But the reverse may be true, is that these drinks may ultimately affect sleep quality.
And it's a question, it's a chicken and the egg argument, because if you become dependent on these drinks, maybe you're consuming so much caffeine that it will interfere with your sleep. Researchers found that 13% of patients reported sleeping 5 or fewer hours per night. The respondents who slept 5 hours or less had 21% higher consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages. And there was no association seen between self-reported sleep duration and consumption of fruit juice beverages, tea, or diet drinks. So it was the sugar and the caffeine that's associated with poor sleep quality. And it really works. It's a bidirectional thing, because if you don't sleep enough, your cravings for sweets go through the roof. I noticed this week, because I stayed up late to watch the presidential returns, and I got very little sleep. Then I went to sleep at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I thought that the results were, you know, indicative of a Trump victory, but it wasn't clear, and I got some sleep. And then I woke up with a shot at like 4:45, because I wanted to check the news. I only got about, 4.5 hours of sleep. Then just obsessively watched the morning news about the consequences of the election. So I got a net about 4 hours and change of sleep. And I noticed distinctively there was a change in my appetite the next day, just from the sleep deprivation. I was hungrier. I had more of a craving for sweets. It just threw my metabolism off, just one night of sleep deprivation. So people chronically sleep deprived, maybe they're tired, maybe just because of the physiology of sleep deprivation, they crave more sugar, results in a vicious cycle of sleep problems. I noticed that many of my patients, when we put them on a sugar-free diet and tell them to reduce their caffeine, their sleep improves dramatically. And you got to, you know, if you want to deal with sleep problems, you got to get off the sugar roller coaster. You got to get off the caffeine roller coaster, because those substances invariably interfere with sleep. I think we have a whole subculture of tens of millions of people who live this way. They're sleep deprived and they're amped up on caffeine and sugar. Judging from the sales of these drinks, it is a huge, huge market. All right. Let's say you're a guy and your energy's lagging, your libido is declining, and you check into your doctor and you say, I want my testosterone checked, because you're watching all these ads on TV for low T and you suspect that you might have low testosterone. And your doctor reports the results and says, well, you know, your testosterone's kind of low, but it's not low enough for me to prescribe testosterone. So what do you do? What can you do as an alternative? Well, there's a lot of products that purport to raise your testosterone. I'm kind of dubious about their efficacy, really. I think that they don't do a heck of a lot. Maybe they have a placebo effect, but there's nothing like testosterone, real testosterone, prescription medication, to restore normal levels of testosterone. But let's assume the first premise: your doctor is reluctant to prescribe testosterone. Your testosterone is a little low, but it doesn't quite, you know, it's not in the basement, and you don't really need testosterone replacement yet, but you kind of got borderline low T. So what can you do? According to a new study, a 12-week exercise program significantly improved testosterone levels in overweight, obese men. Okay, well, we know that overweight and obesity, again, it's one of those chicken and egg situations, is overweight and obesity reduces your testosterone, because testosterone has more places to hide in your fat. And if you simply lose weight, your testosterone goes up, because there's less places for it to, there's less fat to soak up your testosterone. But it turns out that exercise itself can raise testosterone. 12 weeks of aerobic exercise significantly boosted testosterone in overweight and obese men. Researcher from a couple of Japanese universities, whose names I can't pronounce, I'm not even going to try, previously found that a combination of diet and exercise was effective in increasing testosterone in this population. Well, I guess the diet would be a low-carb diet, helping them to lose weight. For this study, however, they looked specifically at the effect of regular aerobic exercise. And what they found was that, and by the way, none of these men were regular exercisers. At baseline, they hadn't done much exercise. They then completed a 12-week aerobic exercise plan, simply 40 to 60 minutes of walking or jogging on 1 to 3 days per week. That's not much. Testosterone levels were recorded at the end of the study, and what they found was that there was a significant increase in testosterone, and the effect was particularly evident among the men who exercised vigorously. But of interest is that the exercise had no significant intervention on testosterone levels in normal weight men. So normal weight men, it's not going to be a big, there won't be a big boost to your testosterone. But I got to say that one thing overlooked in this study is the potential effect of not aerobic exercise, but strength training on testosterone. I really do believe that even in normal weight men, that strength training, particularly certain exercises, power lifting, squats, they have been demonstrated to increase not just testosterone, but also growth hormone. So if you are a man with borderline testosterone and you're desirous of increasing your testosterone in a natural way, don't expend an enormous amount of your change on natural, so-called natural products to raise testosterone. Do the work. Do the exercise, aerobic exercise, yeah, if you're overweight. Less so if you're normal weight, but if you're normal weight or overweight, consider strength training as a way of restoring your testosterone levels. It really could make a difference. 888-302-3684 is our number. Please call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and you can call us 888-302-3684. And we've got a new feature at drhoffman.com. We haven't used this this week, but you can go to drhoffman.com, and you'll see this mysterious black bar on the right side of the screen on the homepage. And if you click on it, it enables you to leave us a voice message. And your voice message can be in the form of a question that we will use during one of these future broadcasts. Say we're having a slow day, we're not getting a lot of calls like today, and we can use some of those calls to as a springboard for discussion. So weigh in with your questions any way you want. You can also email us your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's another way to get us questions, and then we'll answer them on our weekly Q&A with Layla. That's a podcast that we do every week wherein we answer your questions. All right. Here's a, I would say, universal problem. Do you suffer from frequent tiredness or fatigue? Well, everyone does at some point or another, and some more so than others. I'm a big believer in this product. It's the only nutritional system clinically proven to reduce and eliminate fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's Propax with NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, Propax is a complete vitamin mineral formula. It's a one-stop shop with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, omega-3s, and NT factor. That's the key. NT factor is the active ingredient. It's all combined to help you feel better and contains no harmful ingredients. Propax with NT factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have been performed, and the results are convincing. They show that Propax reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I personally have been taking it for years. I take it every day, and I recommend it to my patients at the Hoffman Center. You get a 45-day money-back guarantee with your order. You have nothing to lose, so call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, 800-982-9158. And, Caleb, do we have a call? It looks like we're getting a call, but maybe I'll just do a little feature before that. Omega-3 fatty acids have benefits, and it's been shown that they may reduce insulin resistance. Insulin resistance, of course, the pathway to metabolic syndrome, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. So it would be of great importance to show that they have an impact on insulin resistance. Well, this has been studied, and in this new edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they find that indeed omega-3 fatty acids reduce insulin resistance. But, and there's a big but, according to the study, more so in women than in men. So the more omega-3s you consume, especially if you're a woman, the less likelihood you have of developing type 2 diabetes or insulin resistance. With men, according to the study, it didn't seem to matter. This month's edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. All right, we got a call. We got Ruth from Iowa. How you doing, Ruth?
Hello.
Hi there. What's your question?
Hi. My question is about my husband. He has spells of dizziness always in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day, but I would say probably a third of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up, feels fine, eats breakfast. Within about 20 minutes or half hour, he has this lightheadedness and mm-hmm. is unsteady.
Okay, that's actually an interesting clue, because you say that it is in relationship to meals, and it suggests that something about eating is prompting the lightheadedness. So tell me, how old is your husband?
77.
So he's a little older. Is he on blood pressure medication?
No, in fact, his blood pressure is usually fine.
Okay. So, what's his height and weight?
He's about 6'4" and probably 250.
Okay, so he's overweight, even though he's a tall guy. I mean, unless he's like a linebacker for Iowa State, you know, at 77, you know, he's probably carrying a few extra pounds. So here's what I think is happening. And, you know, dizziness is very tough to figure out because there's so many causes. It could be an inner ear problem. As you age, you develop balance problems in the brain and the cerebellum. It could be, you know, literally, I had one guy come in and he's got a balance problem, and the reason may be that he had a compound fracture in one leg, and one leg is weaker than the other, so he's got an unsteady gait. But there's also visual problems that may enter in. So there's a lot going on. Sometimes blood pressure is an issue. Your blood pressure is overly lowered by blood pressure medication. But what I suspect is the case for your husband is that he may have hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. And what happens is when people eat, their blood sugar goes up. They're eating something, you know, contains carbohydrates. It goes up maybe to 160, 180 or higher if they're diabetic. And then there's what's called reactive hypoglycemia. Your insulin kicks in, it lowers your blood sugar, and then it overshoots. It doesn't just go down to normal. It goes beyond normal down to maybe 50 or 40. And then you feel dizzy and lightheaded, and sometimes you break into a sweat. You can become tremulous and nervous. And the test of choice for your husband would be a glucose tolerance test over several hours, giving him, you know, a sugar challenge and see if it replicates the symptoms or if his blood sugar goes low. That's something that we do with the Hoffman Center. Maybe that's something you can get out there. But, you know, another way to assess that is to have him change the type of breakfast that he has. If he's having a carby breakfast, you know, with cereal and skim milk and maybe some juice and fruit, maybe instead have just eggs and ham, and you know, avoid the carbohydrates and see if that makes a difference. You know, maybe something to keep his blood pressure steady would help too. You know, a little cup of coffee or perhaps you know, some licorice tea, which helps to stabilize blood pressure. and keep it from plummeting. That's my best shot at it, Ruth. Give it a shot. Call us back. Let us know if it works for your husband.
All right.
And thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Keep calling. We got another hour for many of you who listen to this program. 888-302-3684. We'll be right back for more.